This is a Cato Special Podcast. I'm Caleb Brown. President Obama wants the authority to combine several economic development agencies into one, though it's not clear that will mean smaller government. Chris Edwards, Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, says the agencies the president wants to combine should instead simply be eliminated. The headline that President Obama here wants is cutting government, I presume, by trying to merge these six agencies into one. What is the functional impact of what he's asking for?
Well, President Obama is asking for authority that some presidents in the past have had to consolidate federal agencies and then force Congress to vote up or down on whether the consolidation will save money. And that's generally a good idea. I'm suspicious with the new Obama proposal to combine various trade and economic development agencies that it's not really a budget-cutting exercise. It will lead to bigger government. He says, for example, that he wants to combine the Small Business Administration with various export subsidy agencies like the Export-Import Bank. But he says he wants to move the head of the SBA up to cabinet-level status. So I'm suspicious that President Obama wants to take half a dozen small agencies and to create a brand new federal department, which would lead to bigger government over time.
Now, some news stories have described these agencies that he wants to combine as major agencies. And not to poo-poo on the idea that these agencies ought to go away or that these agencies should be cut, at least these aren't by and large major agencies.
No, I think some reporters have read the White House bullet points and are running stories that suggest that these will be major budget savings. But the Export-Import Bank, OPIC, which is an export subsidy agency, the Trade and Development Agency, the Small Business Administration, these are very tiny items in the federal government budget. I mean, they all should be eliminated, frankly. They are corporate welfare agencies. We shouldn't be combining them into a new department.
SBA, Export-Import Bank, and others. I know that the Cato Institute has talked about getting rid of all those for a long time. In particular, Export-Import Bank it's pure waste.
The Export-Import Bank and OPIC, the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, and the Trade and Development Agency, they subsidize big U.S. companies like General Electric to export abroad. There's lots of problems with that. It's unfair that we're using taxpayer money to pump up the profits of private companies. But as we saw with Enron, which got over $1 billion of federal taxpayer money from the Ex-Im Bank and OPIC, the federal subsidies encourage companies like Enron to invest in overly risky projects abroad that they otherwise wouldn't invest in. Another problem is that these agencies have gotten in trouble by funding foreign third world governments to build environmentally damaging projects like pipelines through rainforests and that sort of stuff. Certainly the federal taxpayers in the United States should not be subsidizing big U.S. companies for their risky and environmentally damaging projects abroad.
If instead of merging these departments or these agencies, if we got rid of them, what does that save taxpayers?
It would save a few billion dollars. I mean, the Small Business Administration, for example, usually costs taxpayers about $1 billion a year, although that number has been higher in recent years because of the recession caused a lot of the loans that the SBA lent to small businesses to go belly up. The real purpose of these agencies is politics. Every member of Congress wants to say that they support small business because they support funding to the SBA. Well, this is nonsense. That America's 25 million small businesses don't need federal taxpayer handouts. Another problem with all these business subsidies is corruption. We saw during the Clinton administration, for example, that his Commerce Secretary Ron Brown used a lot of these export subsidies as essentially campaign finance fundraising tools for the Democratic Party. So Ron Brown would have foreign trade missions, and he'd invite the executives of big corporations onto the White House jet. They'd get campaign contributions, and the Clinton administration would help these big companies get foreign deals, often financed by federal subsidies. So the whole system is corrupt, and we ought to abolish these business subsidies altogether.
Is there a particular problem that we can associate with merging agencies, such as with the merger of almost two dozen agencies into the Department of Homeland Security? We get sort of this behemoth that may well be harder to cut than any of those individual agencies would have been to cut had we been thinking about it.
Well, a lot of budget experts now look at the Homeland Security Department, which was a brand new department created after 9/11 to consolidate a bunch of security functions. Most analysts think that it was a failure. Homeland Security has got very poor marks in terms of its management. So the idea that you can take a bunch of small agencies and create one big efficient agency just doesn't make sense. We ought to be focusing here on agency elimination and not on creating larger bureaucratic edifices in Washington.
Chris Edwards is Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.